May we always find ways to plant seeds of hope. Amen.
Amen.
So this Sunday is our Commitment Sunday. It's a Sunday where we intentionally think about how we as a parish family can serve God, can serve our community, and how we can care for each other. And our readings today are like branches that stretch through time to right now. A seed planted over 2,000 years ago, still bearing fruit. Jesus, he wants us to be change makers, to think of ourselves as planters of the seeds of hope. And seedlings are a funny thing. They need the right conditions to grow, while having an amazing capacity to wait for the correct conditions for growth to occur. And with some luck and faith, the seedlings will grow, will thrive, and live into its purpose. Maybe produce a beautiful flower, create a tomato or an ear of corn, or a canopy of green leaves. Every seedling is unique. Many, many years ago, I lived in South Central Texas, and I was part of an EFM group, or what's known as Education for Ministry, which is a program of theological education at a distance that supports the faith of the laity and also teaches the laity about how to express their faith in day-to-day events. And one of the exercises was to find a visual metaphor that described how we saw our spiritual selves. And the first evening was to share this visual metaphor, and then at our next gathering, share what this meant to us. Through some quick reflection, I had decided I was a tumbleweed. Now, all I really knew about tumbleweeds was that they look like a ball of intertwined twigs that blew around when the wind blew and turned and bounced and ambled by. I thought and still do think that tumbleweeds are beautiful. And upon some light research, I discovered that without fully knowing it, I had picked a pretty powerful metaphor for my spiritual self. And I had found a write-up by scientist Dr. Carl S. Krozelnicki, and he wrote, "The tumbleweed has a lot going for it. In a dry region, it makes wood more efficiently than any other plant. Tumbleweeds improve the soil because they are able to trickle chemicals into the soil, and these chemicals then make nutrients more available to the other plants. And once a tumbleweed has grown in the soil, other plants grow better the next season. And best of all, it's a survivor. For example, in southern Nevada, where many nuclear weapons were tested above ground, the tumbleweed was always the first plant to start growing at ground zero. And I didn't know this, but a tumbleweed typically disperses 250,000 seeds per plant. And each seed has a protective membrane to help it survive the winter or drought. And once it gets between 28 degrees and 110 degrees Fahrenheit, with just a little bit of moisture, the tumbleweed seed will take root and begin to grow. By autumn, it is full grown, flowered, and ready to dry out so that a break between the plant and the root can occur, and then the journey begins anew. Every time Jesus talks about the mustard seed, I think about the tumbleweed and those 250,000 seeds 250,000 opportunities to spread and be kindness. I think about how we never really know where the Holy Spirit will lead us, but if we're willing to follow, the journey is going to be amazing. And we don't always know whose lives we will touch along the way. We can't ever predict how small acts of kindness will impact someone else. Sometimes we might even think, is what we're doing even making a difference? Maybe we will get lucky, and someone many years later will bump into us and share how we made a difference to them, and we didn't even know it. That is the beauty of spreading seeds. When we allow ourselves to be filled with awe and love at the beauty and majesty of creation, we are then able to more easily see all the beauty and dignity around us and within the world and within people. We become able to see the value and the potential standing right in front of us without any judgment. Because when we are filled with love for creation and love for another human being, we are able to make those sacrifices for what we love. And we become able to put others' needs before our own. We become better able to offer great gifts of acts of kindness. Amen.